Deb, another brilliant night at Claybody, really.
Thank you.
I'm sure you've enjoyed creating this, haven't you?
I have, yeah. It's a great, it's a fun show, and it's a lovely team, and you know, everyone gets on, and we have a laugh at the audience. Respond really well to it, you know. That's the thing, really. Ultimately, when you come out and your audience are having a good time, you know, that's what it's all about, really. So yeah, we've had a lovely time making it for the Dipping House after it had been at the New Vic in a very large round theatre in the round, and now here we are in a small found space, post industrial space, you know, with 130 seats and in what we call Thrust, which is on three sides. And next week we'll be in Hull with this show, and it maps quite nicely onto this auditorium that we've got rigged up here in the Dipping House. So.
Yeah, what was the process of doing it? Because obviously you've written from a novel, which was there, or it wasn't really a novel, was it? It was a piece every week, wasn't it? It was a series. So what was the process that you actually had to create this great piece of theatre?
I think the process is a lot of mulling and a lot of washing up and walking around the house. You know, once I'd read the book and read it again and read it again. When I read it first time, often material kind of asks you, it sort of tells you what it needs, really, in terms of a treatment of transition to stage. Sometimes it's not always obvious, but in this one I felt like this material, being very daft, a comedy thriller, you know, quite absurd in places, strong characters, broad characters, I thought this needs broad playing, really, and a multi-role playing small cast seemed to be the treatment to give it. And then the adaptation is about solving that then on the page and going, right, well, I've only got five actors, so who's playing what and how do they come on and how do the transitions work? And and in the end it sort of settled into five actors, with the Americans, Raxol and his daughter Nella, being basically not doubling, and the other three actors being the clowns who play everything else pretty much, as well as the gang, the three villains, Rocco, Jules and Miss Spencer.
And during the process, I mean, Conrad's obviously there with you. Does he join in with that, the writing, or do you hand it over to him?
No,
and then he works?
It's mostly I write it and then I send it over, and then I suppose we know he understands what I'm asking for on the page. So a really good example is something like I would write in the script, they climb through a window, there is lots of silly window acting, I would write in the script, and then you get a set piece that he will create then with the actors in the room, because you sort of can't second guess that on the page. It's too much detail when you don't know who's doing it and what the joke might be. But on the other hand, the oar sequence, when Jules gets whacked with the oar, and that's a sort of slapstick sort of plank, it's the old-fashioned plank routine, yeah. Really, I pretty much scripted that. You know, Nella says one thing, snatches the oar, hits Jules with the plank. That was much more technically scripted before Con even got it, but then he has to make it work, you know, and he has to make it work with the rolling on the boat, and so all that kind of then happens, and so it's augmented, I suppose. He then realises it in a much greater way. And then James Atherton, who wrote all the music when we first created the show, was in the room during the rehearsal process, and then I was sometimes responding to requests from the room about script. For example, Rocco's transition out of Dimmock. This, I don't know if this means anything to your listeners, but anyway, there's an actor who turns from one character into another. He dies as Reginald Dimmock, and then he comes back to life as Rocco, the Italian chef. And I knew that this would be, he would rise up from the dead body singing Italian opera, but I wasn't sure what that would be. And then once we got it in the room, we understood what it would be, and then I started to write words in Italian. So I'm not Italian speaker.
It sounded quite good in Italian to
yes,
me.
And the Italian is good. It's translated, but it was like, what do I need? What do I want? Yeah. So it becomes, you know, "È arrivata la morte," which is "death is come," you know, and all that. And so I then it's sort of done as a kind of recitative, and James, you know, and I had a couple of times in rehearsals when they just got, I just got a message through that went, "Debs, please can we have some more Italian for this bit?" And that's kind of how it evolves, really. And some decisions are made quite late, and some changes, but yeah, it's quite rigorous. And we did some R&D here in the middle of last year as well, to kind of work it with some actors to find out a bit more. So it's a process, and it's collaborative.
And you had a great time at the New Vic, obviously.
Yeah,
went
lovely,
there.
Yeah.
And you, great run. It was really a blast there. So how did you have to do much transformation to change it to be here?
No. Not really. I mean, there's a slightly different blocking in terms of, you know, the moves because of where the entrances and the exits are. We're on three sides, not in the round, so we do have a kind of backdrop. And I think just about adjusting to the space, we have a new actor playing Raxol, so that changes the dynamic a little bit and what a different actor brings in terms of their energy and their qualities. Adrian Pang, who played it in the Vic, you know, was fantastic and a really, really wonderful Raxol, but he wasn't available to do this part of the job and the tour, so it was recast. And Bill Champion, who's now playing it, is equally brilliant in a different way, you know.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Has a different energy, and there, and that changes slightly the dynamic with the father-daughter relationship, slightly different. And you know, it's lovely. It's always great as a writer. It's been my privilege to see my shows, my scripts realised by different actors over time as well. You know, I've seen my stuff done more than once sometimes, and it's really interesting to see how my own scripts sort of, they tell me what they're about because different actors realise different things.
Yeah.
So there was that really, and yeah, and obviously we don't have the facility here that the Vic has, but I think we've brought as much of that facility as we possibly could, you know, with the Vic support. Danny has lit it, you know, the designer Liz from the Vic has you know, looked after the design and keeping it how she wants it to look, because obviously it's their work and they want it to look good on tour.
And it's a great testament to you that the cast wanted to come back.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they did, and they loved doing it. And as I said, Bill's just slid right in as a fantastic company member. He's having a nice time, I think. He says he is. We're all looking forward to getting on the road next week now. You know, it's wonderful to be, you know, as Claybody on tour. We haven't toured as Claybody before, so it's a big thing for us to go out backstamp made in Stoke.
Just let them know what Stoke is about.
Absolutely.
Thanks very much, Deb.
Thank you. That's great, Deb. Thanks very much.